The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Inviting you to the website. Please enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you there at freetalklive.com. In the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
So a little bit more here on the marijuana situation in Colorado. Things are looking great for Colorado. They are now... the marijuana sales, the revenue from the taxes on the marijuana has surpassed alcohol by a lot. The alcohol's $42 million in the last year. Marijuana, $70 million. That's more than 50% higher. That's like 70% higher or whatever than $42 million.
Yeah.
Incredible. So that's happened, and it's only taken 2 years. Because remember, this got passed back in 2012, went into effect, I believe, in 2013. So it's only 2 years, and they're already at $70 million. Will it go up next year? I don't know. Remains to be seen.
Yeah, it's hard to say. I mean, maybe the novelty of going to Colorado to smoke pot or eat marijuana edibles might go away, or it might only increase. I don't know the answer. It seems like... states around the country would say, you know, this is a real easy way to cut budgets and make money, because Colorado has made money on this. Even when you consider the fines and all that stuff, you know, now there's not the infrastructure around fining people. It's just businesses sending them money. And that's a lot better for them.
Yeah, that's a good point. You don't have to bring people into court. Because certainly if you go to court and you watch arraignments, you can try this where you live. If you go to court and you sit there and watch, find out when they're having the arraignments, go in there and you'll see person after person just paraded in, and they're there for marijuana, or they're there for an open container violation, or drinking underage, or some other non-crime where there's not actually a victim. When that happens, they're just ringing that cash register to the tune of hundreds of dollars per person. But yeah, you're right, Mark. They got to pay for all that structure. They got to pay for the court and the bailiffs and all that stuff just to collect the money from those poor people. And now those people can just pay money into the retail structure instead, and the state collects money without having to lift a finger, basically. Because
and that's what we've been telling them all along.
Yeah,
just,
but
you didn't want to listen to it.
But the money goes to different animals, I would think, because right now, most police forces exist. Massive amounts of money come in from these stupid drug laws. They collect,
sure,
you know, arresting people, taking their stuff. What happens when that shifts where it's no longer illegal? That money then goes to politicians and their other pet projects. I don't know if the police will necessarily get that money.
Yeah, the police probably aren't going to benefit from this as much, and that's one of the reasons why the police rally against it.
They're supposed to benefit. Yeah. They're supposed to be a service organization, yeah, right? Like, that's what we're told. We're just here to follow orders. We follow orders or people die.
Well, that's why they rally against these changes.
Right,
because
they go to the state houses and they say, no, we can't allow marijuana to be legal. And
they want the money. They want to keep the money flowing into their department.
It's at least part of the reason.
It absolutely
it's
is
a huge conflict of interest. I don't see how, you know, if my salary comes from your arrest, how that's fair at all.
One of the things I'd like to see happen here in New Hampshire, and there was actually a proposal that would have brought some of this about last year. It didn't go forward, but eventually it might, is to actually prohibit government bureaucrats from coming in and testifying at hearings.
Unless they're invited.
That was the proposal from, I think, the last year. It didn't go anywhere, but at some point it might. But yeah, what happens here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure this happens everywhere, is the government bureaucrats are the ones who are Johnny on the spot showing up to these government hearings at the state house. Whenever there's a proposal to, let's say, increase the government's control, the cops will come out and they'll, you know, talk in favor of it. If there's a proposal to repeal some sort of law or whatever, then the bureaucrats come and they testify against it. And half the time, or probably 90% of the time, they're on the government payroll. They're actually at their job, and their job for that day is to go to the state house and testify, whereas the rest of us have to take the day off from work,
right?
And then we go and we lose a day of work because we go and testify in favor of freedom. And so it's a totally imbalanced, screwy system that is completely favors the side of the bureaucrat.
Well, it's the same with a speeding ticket. If there's a speeding ticket, if a police officer writes you a speeding ticket, yeah, or whatever, you go to court to fight for your license and your money and your insurance and all these things you're going to fight for. You're taking off of work, potentially getting yourself in trouble with your boss and all these kind of things. The cop gets time and a half.
That's
so
true.
I mean, you know, the system is rigged.
Yeah, it is. And it's not going to be easy to change it, but we're working on it here in New Hampshire, and we're having wonderful success thus far. You can always go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what's happening here. A little bit more about the story. They're taking a marijuana tax sales holiday, meaning that today in Colorado, you were able to buy as much marijuana as you liked, apparently, without having to pay tax on it, which I imagine brought the price down significantly, because when you look at the receipts for marijuana sales, it's a chunk. There's a good chunk of that that's taxed.
I've never actually looked. Is it more than like 50%?
It's high. I don't remember what it is in Colorado, but it's probably getting close to that, if not quite there. I know that in Washington they have a three-tier tax system where it's 25% taxed at the grower level, 25% taxed at the wholesale level, and then 25% taxed at the retail level. At least that's my understanding. Please correct me if I'm wrong on that. 855-450-FREE. Mason Tvert, the director of communications for the Marijuana Policy Project, told the Daily Caller in a statement, quote, "Marijuana taxes have been incredibly productive over the past year, so this tax holiday is a much-deserved day off. This will be the one day out of the year when the state won't generate significant revenue. Over the other 364 days, it will bring in tens of millions of dollars that will be reinvested in our state. The total amount raised in tax revenue in fiscal year 2014 to 2015 was just under $69,898,000. Part of the reason why marijuana has completely outpaced alcohol in bringing in revenue is that marijuana users spend much more on the drug than Americans spend on alcohol or tobacco. According to new market research from Marijuana Business Daily," yeah, that's a thing, the average,
it's only going to grow.
Yeah. "The average amount spent on marijuana in states where the drug is legal is $1,800 per year. Alcohol spending is pegged at only $450, and tobacco at $315, representing a major gap. Americans, on average, only spend about $602 on personal care products and services, almost a third of what is spent on marijuana. The majority of cannabis users use the drug daily. A total of 82% of medical users partake daily, compared to 57% of recreational users." And Tvert said that, quote, "It's crazy how much revenue our state used to flush down the drain by forcing marijuana sales into the underground market.
Yeah.
It's even crazier that so many states are still doing it. Tax revenue is just one of many good reasons to replace marijuana prohibition with a system of regulation."
Oh. Right, they can see what's going to happen right now. Colorado, Washington, is it Alaska?
That's right.
Where
D.C.
D.C.
as well.
Yep. They see what's
Oregon.
Going on.
I think Oregon did it too.
Oregon, yep.
So the whole western seaboard.
It makes me wonder, how can these businesses stay profitable when you're talking about them losing 50 to 75% of their money to tax? When I can just go buy weed from the guy down the street for probably a quarter of the price that grows it himself?
It's a plant. I mean, it's not that expensive to grow weed, right? Like, it's
the difference
not
is
that,
is that I mean,
no, but okay. I mean, the taxes on it and for it to just to set up a business, there's a massive amount of expense.
Yeah,
well, Taren,
so I'm wondering how much of this is just going to be done underground and
there's still something done.
You can buy roll your own cigarettes and you can cut out a great deal of the cost of cigarettes, and people do that. But the most people go to the convenience store and they pay top dollar when they could go online and buy cigarettes from these online stores. Sometimes they come over state lines. I'm not entirely sure how it works. I don't smoke cigarettes, but there's all kinds of ways to get around. They could cut costs by vaping, but instead, you know, they
it's
just keep going to the store and they keep on buying the TaylorMade's and paying for them.
And it's selection. right? So the drug dealer isn't going, even in a legal situation, the dealer down the street isn't going to have the same selection as one of these stores, and it's not going to be as convenient as well as the store where you walk in and you're presented with dozens of options, and then they've got the candies, you know, the edibles,
yeah,
the various different types of ways to acquire this drug. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to comment. You're welcome to join us here, and then we'll tell you about writing a nasty note on speeding tickets.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-8645.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. Incorporate.com is a service company whose only mission is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-945-8645. 1-800-945-8645. That's 1-800-945-8645.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, toll-free number here playing with our phones, and that was distracting. This Periscope thing, we're checking it out here in the studio. Taran Lupo is broadcasting another stream of the show here tonight on his Periscope feed. But you can't actually hear the callers on the Periscope feed.
No, that's kind of a problem I'm going to have to figure out. People are watching at Periscope, and what they're doing is they're actually listening to the live feed at www.lrn.com.
You're so cute with your W's. I love it. You don't need to put W's in there, man.
All right,
I hope you know that. There are only a few websites that actually require W's, and it's usually government sites because they don't know how to configure their DNS servers properly.
All right. I'm not cool enough to just say LRN.FM
is all you got to put in.
So if you want to actually see kind of a behind the scenes, you can tune in to me on Periscope with my Twitter name, at Taran Lupo.
So if they just go to your Twitter,
it'll
at Taran Lupo, it's right there. You click on it.
All you have to do is click on it, and it's easy.
Now, what I think is cool about the Periscope is that, like, at least for doing Free Talk Live, we get people all the time asking, or at least often enough, asking us, hey, why don't you broadcast what you say during the breaks?
Yeah, people want to know, which mostly is nothing.
Yeah, usually we... This has been our most active break show, like, that there's ever been, because normally we just sit here and, you know, do show prep, or we're, you know, doing something on our computers. Mark's playing some video game half the time, or whatever.
Yeah.
So there's been more conversation now during the break because of this, and I think that's cool. That's a cool thing, Terry.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know what this is, it's kind of like Twitter's version of, YouTube.
Ustream, I would say. It's like a live stream.
Yeah, okay. Ustream's a better with your Twitter account attached. And so if you want to see that and see behind the scenes, but I would recommend that you stream the show so you can hear the callers.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why I say it's probably more valuable to do it during the break. Gives people something to do at that time. Anyway, check out more Taran Lupo, taranlupo.com. Our toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username lrn.fm. Here on Free Talk Live, we're big fans of alternative currencies. You hear a lot about Bitcoin, but that doesn't mean that we've forgotten gold and silver. Both of us are big fans of that. Taran, do you have some silver, gold, that kind of stuff?
I love it.
It's always going to be good.
That's all I'm
going to say. It's always going to be good, right? Like gold and silver, I mean, when's that going to go out of style? Who is going to stop liking gold in our lifetime?
It's probably not going to happen.
So you want to help protect your wealth? Maybe you consider it as an investment, a barter currency. You can get gold and silver from our friends over at Midas Resources. Midas, by the way, is a company that is behind the syndicate that helps get our show on radio stations all around the country. So when you buy through Midas Resources, you are helping Free Talk Live. Just go to silver.freetalklive.com or call them toll-free, 877-857-9938. That's Midas Resources. Go to silver.freetalklive.com. You can also go to gold.freetalklive.com. Takes it to the same place. And toll-free, 877-857-9938. Mark, let's go to the story about writing a nasty note on a speeding ticket to, I presume, either the police or whoever it is that processes the tickets.
Yeah,
what happened?
I mean, send a little love to the people that are demanding money from you in the form of a ticket. So, coming from the New York Times by Benjamin Weiser, it began with a speeding ticket given in upstate New York to a man whose response was, to put it mildly, less than polite. He sent back a payment form with a scribbled five-word expression of vulgarity and crossed out the town's name. Instead of liberty, the man wrote tyranny. The authorities were not amused. They ordered William M. Barboza to return to town court, a long drive from his home in Connecticut. Mr. Barboza was summarily lectured by the judge, arrested, and held for several hours on charges of aggravated harassment. In most small town traffic cases, justice is dispensed quietly, fines are paid, and unhappy drivers go on with their lives.
Yeah, that's true.
This case did not go that way. Mr. Barboza decided to sue the Village of Liberty, whose police officers had arrested him. Last week, a federal judge in White Plains ruled that his First Amendment rights had been violated and allowed his lawsuit to proceed.
Wow, great.
Yeah. The whole time I was there, it felt like an episode of The Twilight Zone. That's my Barbosa accent. He said in a phone interview on Tuesday, "I just wanted to ask if they had any sense of irony at all." That's, I assume, the town's name of Liberty. The Village of Liberty, it turns out, might have a problem with people who utter vulgar things that they should not. Mr. Barbosa's lawyers argued in court papers that the village has had a practice of unconstitutionally arresting people for offensive speech on the street, in phone messages, and in the presence of police officers. Now, I believe...
Which state was this? I'm sorry. Liberty what?
This is Liberty, New York.
New York, okay.
And I've got to say that I feel like a police officer who's being paid by the public who uses vulgar language, just as a matter of course. I mean, I get it if you're wrestling a subject to the ground and he smashes his elbow into your nose. Fine. That's a different story. But if you're just talking to a citizen and you begin using foul language, I think that's a suspension right off the bat. But... Most
you're not police, in charge.
Most police departments aren't going to do that. Mm-mm. Their cops have to be able to say these things. So I don't.
Cops can say it to you, but you can't say it to them if you live in Liberty, New York.
In a lot of cases, that's it. So yeah.
But success. The federal judge basically slapped him in the face.
That's correct. Well, at this point, the federal judge has allowed the case to proceed.
Oh, okay. So it's not over yet.
Yeah. Anyway, people use language like that all the time, said Stephen Bergenstein, a lawyer who represents Barbosa, along with the New York Civil Liberties Union. They send letters like this to customer service at Verizon, the IRS.
Sure.
When people are unhappy, they vent in forms like that. You shouldn't have to get arrested for it. Now, they drug him back from Connecticut for this. They didn't go and arrest him in Connecticut. They drug him back to New York to do it. So, I mean, just sloth on their part.
They sent him an order saying, you got to come back to court, and then they arrested him.
That's correct. Mr. Barbosa's lawyers have claimed in court papers that the village has failed to educate its officers on the limitations and arrest of persons engaged in protected speech or in how to interpret state laws on aggravated harassment or disorderly conduct.
Here we are in 2015. And this kind of ridiculous nonsense, this is tyranny, is happening to people. And thank goodness this guy had the money to go after them, because I don't imagine it was cheap hiring an attorney, although it sounds like the ACLU's come on board and they usually work for free. So who knows? Maybe this isn't as expensive as it sounds for him, except for the fact that it's time and effort, because I'm sure this man would probably prefer to be doing something else.
It blows me away that they're going to waste this much money and effort on, you know, how much do you think it costs to drag this guy, and how much do they have to pay the cops to go get him? And
they didn't have to go get him. He came to court. They arrested him then.
They arrested him at court. I thought they had to drag him out from Connecticut, he was saying.
No.
All right, I misunderstood.
What I'm saying is that they're such lazy slugs over in Liberty, New York, that they actually make the guy come from Connecticut on his own dime to get arrested. I mean, that's pretty low. And
well, they can't go and get him.
To some extent, I have sympathy for his message that he wrote to them.
What was it he wrote? Tyranny what now?
No. What he wrote, he scratched out the name of the town, Liberty, and wrote tyranny.
Yeah.
But the message, the five-word message that he wrote was, F your S-E town, you witches.
That's a good translation.
Thank you.
855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Ready Supply Foods sells more food for your money than any other company, and we can prove it. We've gathered nutritional facts from our competitors' own websites and divided them by price to show you how much they sell per dollar. In an emergency, calories mean survival. Ready Supply Foods sells 245 calories per dollar, where the others average only 155. That's 58% more for your money. We're the new leader in value and quality. See the comparisons at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You probably hear it. I'm a little sick at the moment, so I apologize for that sound in my voice. I'm Ian, by the way. Welcome.
I'm Taryn P. Lupo.
And I am King Mark the First.
We have a phone and a Skype. You can call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username, lrn.fm. And you can join us in either way if you'd like, whatever it is that you want to discuss. Right now we're talking about freedom of speech, the freedom of being able to say what you want to a government bureaucrat. In this case, a man wrote a nasty note to a nasty bunch of bureaucrats who had given him a ticket for speeding, was it?
I believe it was a speeding ticket, yeah.
A speeding ticket. And he wrote, can you read the censored version of the notes?
Sure, he said, frack your crappy town witches.
Yeah, let it be with three of those words.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that got him arrested. They send him a notice saying, you need to come back to court. And
then we'd like to see you, Mr. Barbosa. Yeah.
And he dutifully came back, and when that happened, was arrested, charged with, what was it? What was the charge?
I don't know. They arrested
some
for
sort of BS nonsense.
Maybe
and
aggravated harassment. I don't know.
Yeah, and then I know it said in the beginning of the story, but anyway, then they so they charged him with that, and he has now sued in federal court. The case is moving forward, but it is not yet complete. So I guess we'll see what happens. This is a cut and dry story. I mean, look, yeah. This has happened time and time again. The classic example of this story is somebody who flips the bird to the cops.
Yeah, I mean, flipping the bird to the police officer is protected speech. From what I can tell, in everywhere
court
across
case
the United
after
States.
Court,
yeah,
case.
Court case after court case.
Because the cops don't learn their lesson. I mean, right. There's no punishment for the police for violating this. If you flip the cops a bird and they arrest you, they won't get in trouble, even if later on down the line you win the case.
If enough people do it and they keep on arresting them, that at some point, and the lawsuits keep on coming in, at some point they will get in trouble. Because when they have to settle on these, yeah. And they do have to settle on
then
these,
the insurance rates
then the insurance company is going to say, look, your stupid cops keep on arresting people for stuff that's not against the law.
That's true.
Your rates are going up the next time. Yeah. Then the chief says, brings everybody in. Listen,
right,
boys. It sure stinks to get the finger given to you, but you're going to have to figure out something different.
Right.
This just isn't going to work. And then they'll find new ways to harass people.
But I thought that's part of the job description, is you're supposed to be able to take punishment and abuse from the public.
No,
part of what you signed up to do being a cop.
No, what you signed up to be to do as a cop is to give lip service to taking abuse from the public, because you can do whatever you want, largely.
So, there's another version, a variant on this story, and it's happening right here to me and other activists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area for what's called Robin Hooding. Now, for new listeners of the show, do one of you want to describe what Robin Hooding is?
Robin Hooding's going around to parking meters. They do it mainly here in Keene, New Hampshire, but it's certainly been done around the world. Going to parking meters and filling the parking meters, hopefully before the meter maid gets there. So what you're going to do is you're going to spot for the meter maid or the parking enforcer.
That's right. Now they're called parking services.
Whatever the heck they are, right? The meter maid.
They rebranded.
And, you're going to try to find them, and you're going to figure out what direction they're going. Obviously, following behind them doesn't make any sense, because you're waiting for them to write tickets, and you're plugging meters after they go. Just sort of plugging meters when they're not out and doing their thing doesn't make much sense either. So you got to kind of keep an eye on them, and sometimes they'll get tricky. Like, they'll try to turn one way or go the other, and so then you're trying to get back in front of them and that kind of thing.
So the city sued over the Robin Hooders, claiming that we were threatening, harassing, and intimidating their employees. Of course, there's no evidence that was ever presented of them being threatened, intimidated, or harassed. There's hundreds and hundreds of hours of Robin Hooding video, so they could have done their best to present whatever evidence there was, but they didn't do that very well. And so the judge threw the cases out at the Superior Court level. The city government appealed to the Supreme Court here in New Hampshire. The activists pretty much won at the Supreme Court, but there was one aspect that got kicked back to Superior Court. And the aspect that was kicked back to Superior Court was the Supreme Court said, well, Superior Court, Mr. Superior Court Judge, you did dismiss these charges based on freedom of speech, essentially. But you still needed to look at this other issue of filing an injunction against the Robin Hooders on a separate basis. So you need to go and re-examine this issue, this one issue. So it's going back in early October. It's actually October 2nd. We're going to be back in court 2 years later after the first 3 days of court hearings that we had about this.
And I don't think, most of these people that are in this court case aren't doing Robin Hooding anymore.
No.
I mean, you're named, and you weren't even a big Robin Hooder, really.
No, but I'm going to be the focus of this next court case.
And, Kate has moved. Pete is not even living in the state.
He's not even in the country anymore.
Is he not even in the country?
He's in Mexico.
Right. People are long gone, and they're still figuring this out. Look,
Robin Hooding is still going on.
It's protected speech to be able to try to feed people's meters.
Right, but this just shows how, yet another example of, even though we're supposedly have protected speech, this government can keep bringing, not charges in this case, but it brought two civil cases against us, alleging civil conspiracy to interfere with their duties and all kinds of nonsense, and that's what was kicked out of the court. They kicked both of the cases out, but now it's going back, and they're going to be using video of me in this next one, because last year in September, I encountered one of the parking enforcers on the streets. I saw her, and I was actually out doing some campaigning for a political candidate, but I got my Robin Hood cards with me. I got some change with me. I saw the parking enforcer, and so I started filling some meters. I was just waiting around for this political campaign, and so I went and started filling meters in the downtime. And she was acting crazy, started to act very erratic She was jumping out into traffic and then jumping away from the traffic. And she'll do this little game where she'll act like she's going to go one direction, but she'll change her direction. Except this time, normally she'll play the game at like a corner or something like that, where she's going one direction on a sidewalk or another. In this case, she would go out into the traffic, blocking traffic, and then come back, and then go out again and back. And so I didn't actually have my camera out at that time, so I thought, gosh, I need to get my camera. She's acting crazy. You know, who knows what she's going to do next. I want to record this.
Always best when dealing with a government bureaucrat.
Yeah. Right.
So I
jumps into traffic. Jeez.
I did grab the camera, and I thought, you know, I thought maybe if I got the camera, she'd stop acting so crazy. But no, she continued.
Au contraire.
No, she continued. She stopped jumping into traffic. By this time, she was on a different, you know, she was actually on the sidewalk. And then what she started doing then was she would turn around. She'd go 180 degrees. She'd just flip around. She'd walk about 6 or 10 feet. She'd flip around again. She'd walk another 6 or 10 feet. She'd flip around again. She did this 18 times in a 2-minute period. So it was just like back and forth along the same little plot of sidewalk. All
so
the
what
while,
are they going to do? Argue that you've driven you with their traffic enforcer insane?
They are going to argue. Yeah, I've seen the paperwork so far for this this upcoming case. They're going to argue
mental
that
arrest.
I was trying to block her in, that I was somehow preventing her from going and doing her job. So when in the video, I actually say something like, you know, it doesn't look like you're doing your job. Or she's like, I'm trying to do my job. I was like, well, it doesn't look like it, because if you were trying to do your job, you'd walk in one direction and go and check some meters. But instead, she's just turning back and forth and back and forth. And of course, this is one of these controversial videos, right? Like, there are people within the Liberty Movement who are livid about how I treat this lady in the video. Where I'm, you know, I'm poking fun at her because she's acting in a ridiculous, absurd manner. This is absurd, insane behavior. And I point that out on the video. And now they're going to show this video in court, and this is their claim that it's still going on. They're still harassing. They're still intimidating our employees. And so this next case is going to, you know, it's once again a free speech issue where they don't like what I am saying to this woman. That's what this is.
Yeah, and intimidation to some extent is, it certainly can be the intimidator, but it can be the intimidated too, right? Like if somebody, some big guy walks into a room, if you're intimidated, it has nothing to do with him.
That's right.
And if this, if she's just upset because somebody's filming her.
Ian, are you the only one getting called in, or is this
no the people? Whole the you know the case is being
I
called
thought
back,
this thing
right?
was done, man.
No,
how can
no,
they keep it going?
Going it's still going.
All right.
They got money to spend.
They'll
your
probably
tax
appeal.
Money
they'll probably appeal this decision too. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Now is the time to save on hardwood and more at Lumber Liquidators End of Summer Clearance Sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on solid pre-finished hardwood for just 99 cents. Wide plank, hand-scraped oak for $1.99. Beautiful carbonized bamboo for $1.29. Plus, get 10 to 15% off Morningstar Bamboo, the number one selling brand of bamboo flooring. Top quality laminate and vinyl plank for 49 cents and 24-month special financing. Hurry, the End of Summer Clearance Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh, I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. It's specially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, Free Talk Live here. You can join us toll-free on the radio waves. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the video in question I was talking about before, the one where I give the parking enforcer kind of a hard time for being ridiculous.
Where can people find this video?
On the Free Keen YouTube channel, a search for Parking Enforcer Loses It, I believe
loses
is the
it.
Name
yeah, that's
of
right.
Yeah, the name of that video.
I think you could just look on YouTube generally and say Parking Enforcer Loses It and find it.
Yeah, and that would likely bring it up. And it's got, I think, 20,000 views at this point. And a lot of people are angry. You know, they don't like the way I treat the poor, poor parking enforcer in this video. And I mean, I don't want to be mean to the lady, but she's acting crazy. And if somebody is acting crazy in public, then I don't think it's, especially if they're a government bureaucrat, I don't think it's wrong to call them out for that behavior. Well, hey, you're acting nuts. Stop it.
What is their response when you go to court and you say, you know, part of your job description is to take abuse from the public, even if I
it
wanted
part
to
of their
abuse, it's right in their description.
Yeah.
What is their response to that?
Oh, God. I don't know if they even responded to that previously.
It's black and white in the description. So even if
I
you were abusive, just, too
yeah.
bad.
I think, I think I remember the response to that. It was, oh, well, that's only occasionally. So you guys are doing it all the time, and so therefore it's wrong when you do it, has been the response. Which, of course, sorry, freedom of speech. And by the way, that's not true. I don't give them a hard time all the time. This was the only time, and this is the only piece of evidence they have in the last 2 years of this. You know, I don't give them a hard time all the time. One of them is actually fairly nice, and her and I get along just fine. We don't have any issues. It's this one of there's two parking enforcers. One of them is particularly grumpy and rude, and then the other one's pretty nice. And so it's the rude, grumpy one who was the one acting crazy was why I brought the video camera out in the first place to record that. And, man, there's just a certain segment of people who they probably don't like getting parking tickets when it happens to them, but they love the idea of parking enforcement. They love the idea of the status quo and the way things are. And anybody who challenges that is the enemy, is a bad person. And I feel like, you know, look, we need to look at the real problem here. And the problem is parking enforcement. The threatening of peaceful people, people who are just trying to go downtown to do their business of whatever, threatening those people with stealing their cars from them. And I understand that, you know, the excuse from the opposition is, well, that's just the system. Are you saying you don't want, you know, to have clean streets where people just aren't parking everywhere and all the employees are parking in all the spots where the customers can park and the people who live above the businesses are parking right on Main Street? Are you saying that's what you want? That's why we need parking enforcement.
Well, there's a whole variety of things. Just because you need some kind of system to handle parking on Main Street in Keene, New Hampshire, does not mean that the system that you have is a good one. My question to those folks would be, what if you believed that you could do it better? How would you go about changing the system as it exists?
You should lobby your city councilor.
And they'd say, well, go to the city council person, and they'll ignore you, especially if they're you.
In fact, they did. Well, not just me, but Daryl Perry, our Thursday night co-host, he actually put in a proposal recently to the city council to eliminate the parking department. And I was there. I witnessed. He was on the air when the meeting happened. I went and I watched the meeting. And they did exactly what we predicted they were going to do. The city clerk said, and we have a communication from Daryl W. Perry about ending the parking department. And then the mayor says, filed as informational.
Yeah.
Next.
And, yeah, but that's how it goes. But, I mean, even if you just wanted to make the parking department more efficient, they've got, like, two meter maids.
That's right.
And then they have, like, two more people who do stuff. That doesn't
bureaucrats.
Have to do, yeah, just bureaucrats. They've got a manager for these two people. Well, here, I got an idea. Let's eliminate those two positions.
Well, how much does it cost? Do you guys actually know the numbers of how much does it cost for compared to what they collect and how much does the program make at this point? Because I know Robinhood's costing them a lot of money. Are they upside down in this?
I believe they're in the red.
They've been in the red, but they're actually collecting less now in fines than previously. So even though Robinhooding isn't happening as strong this year as it has in the past, it's still happening, but it's not as organized as it has been. They claim in their most recent court filing that their revenue is down. It was down in 2014 and it's down again in 2015.
They also claim that this isn't about revenue, but they always mention revenue, which is fascinating.
First they claimed it wasn't about revenue when they filed their first case against us, but then when they filed the second case, that was for damages.
Yeah, well, they did that, but every time they go on TV and they talk to you know, the national press about this, they say this isn't about money. This is about protecting our parking enforcers. And you know, like this, I'll tell you, this isn't about harassing your parking enforcers. This is about making a more efficient parking system in Keene, New Hampshire. But you people don't care. You don't listen. You protect government workers. You want to make sure people who have optical and dental and, you know, whatever other benefits and large paychecks they have are protected at the cost of people who do not have these things. We had a pregnant mother getting her car towed and the Robin Hooders were out there protecting her. It sure wasn't your government bureaucrats handing out fine sitting in offices and that sort of thing.
So if you want to share your thoughts, you're certainly welcome to join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I'm sure that I just don't know what kind of management it takes to make sure that we have the proper amount of painted pieces of asphalt out there. I mean, I want to know what this parking enforcer manager does. That's what I want to know, because the parking spaces are there. Can't the meter maids themselves just call up for, oh, we need more paint in this in the West Street block or whatever, and then have maintenance come out and paint these things? Why is it that they need this manager position? Because for me, it's not about the two meter maids, although I think they could do the same job really with one of them. Because the problem with the deal with parking enforcement is a scare tactic, right? You park here for too long, or you don't feed your meter or whatever, you could get a ticket.
Yeah.
Everybody's managed to dodge one, and everybody's gotten one. Well, if you have one meter maid, could you not scare people as effectively as if you have two?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
could you take a whole day off and things wouldn't make the least bit of difference? Because, I mean, there's been days...
People still feed the meter on Sunday and they don't enforce.
Right.
What's the... say you guys could get the meters to go away. How would they handle the situation of people just parking all day and taking the spots?
You could still have a two-hour limit. You could still have a three-hour limit or something like that. Not that I support that. I think the best way to handle this would be to turn it over to the marketplace and let businesses decide how to allocate the spaces in front of their businesses. Duh.
Well, I think that that's, to some extent, it's really obvious. I remember going downtown, and I was going to go to a breakfast place, and then I realized I don't have any change in my pocket.
Yep.
And I'm like, well, what am I going to do about that? Do I want to go and go someplace, get some change, come back and feed the meter? Maybe I'll have a ticket by then. And I don't know if this was Saturday or Sunday morning, if I had to or whatever, but I just decided to get in the car and drive to the next breakfast place that had parking that wasn't on Main
Street. Not downtown.
Yep. Right, it wasn't downtown. So these downtown businesses are losing business because of these, to some extent, because of this parking enforcement that's going on.
That makes good sense.
And they're afraid, a lot of them are afraid to really speak out because they know they're going to get targeted by, like, code enforcement or something. If you go against the city, they say you can't fight City Hall. Well, there's a reason for that, because they get a lot of power, and it's pretty hard to fight City Hall. Luckily, though, there were actually 30 business owners here in Keene who signed a petition against the proposed increase in the parking rates. And so we do have a fairly vocal set of people here in the Keene area. They had proposed doubling the fines. Now, here in Keene, it's $5 for a parking fine for the first time.
Laughably low.
Compared to New York City or other places, that's nothing. But, here, still, it's a lot of money because, people don't make as much in Keene, so $5 is still something significant. They wanted to double that to $10. And people, they actually signed petitions against that, and the city council has tabled the issue. So they've actually tabled the issue twice. This has come up twice in the last 2 years, this proposed raise in the parking rates, and they keep tabling it. So they're going to bring it back again. But
they're going to raise the parking rates at some point because they have to. But I'm giving them all kinds of ideas on how to, avoid this stuff. They don't need the personnel that they have. Ian, I am correct when I say that there is both a sort of an internal government parking bureaucrat and a parking bureaucrat manager, right?
Well, the czar, the parking czar, as he has been called, is retiring from that position.
Yeah. Well, but they're going to put somebody else in.
They may not actually refill the position.
We got to run, man. I want to put one of our own in.
Well, that would make
does nothing.
Because I don't know what the parking czar is getting paid
for, awesome.
But a czar is somebody who gets paid a lot of money from my standpoint. So, there's going to be your budget shortfall right there.
So, back tomorrow night for more Free Talk Live. Meantime, you can join Taryn on his website, TarynLupo.com, and also on his Twitter, at Twitter/TarynLupo. We'll come back with more tomorrow. Join us online in the meantime at FreeTalkLive.com.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com. If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.